Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running. A couple of weeks ago, I read a blog post titled "Date a Girl Who Runs" by Jamie Pizarro, aka the Bull Runner. Jamie is a 30-something wife and mother of two based in Manila, Philippines. When I read this, I felt compelled to share it with many people. I really felt a connection with it. So I emailed Jamie to ask her permission to share it here with you, and I'm happy to say she consented. Jamie's blog is titled The Bull Runner, and you can read it at thebullrunner.com. Date a girl who chooses to move than to let the world pass her by. She will cover the roads with you while talking about the mundane to the profound without gasping for air. She will notice and appreciate the little things. The extra cushioning of her shoes, the softness of the pavement versus concrete, or how much cooler it is to run 30 minutes earlier in the summer. Take her to a race and be there with her 30 minutes before gun start. You will watch her fret over her gels and her hydration and the portalets. You will laugh because she gives so much importance to running as if it was her entire life. But you will learn later on that it only shows how passionate she can be about what is important to her. Hold her jittery hands before you enter the assembly area. She will hope to break her PR at the half marathon, but do not wish her luck. She won't need it after all the speed work and tempo runs. Instead, show her a reassuring smile that she'll be fine and that you'll be proud of her, whether she finishes first or 50th. Let her know that you'll be waiting at the finish line, or at least you'll show up there in case she finishes several minutes before you do. If you find a girl who runs, never let her go. Register for a marathon and train together. Be her best friend on the road. When she talks, listen to the joys of her first 5K, the pains of her recurring plantar fasciitis, and the 1001 reasons why she loves to run while pretending that you can keep up with her easy pace. In between stories, allow her to take a sip from your water bottle, or remind her when it's time to take a gel. Watch her glow when she talks about running. She is in her element. She is running by your side. She is happiest on Sundays, the day when she can run long with you. She loves to sweat, and the sore legs, and, of course, the hefty breakfast, along with the good conversations that follow each run. Always have a cold, wet towel in the cooler waiting for her. Surprise her with her favorite post-recovery drink, low-fat chocolate milk. And if she runs an extra 5K, spike it with her favorite coffee from Starbucks. In her simple joys, you will find an abundance of happiness. Propose after your first marathon abroad, or drop the ring in her hydration bottle, or run the trails together and end with a proposal at sunset. When you marry a girl who runs, the only time you will see her slow down is when she walks down the aisle towards you. She'll be a picture of beauty and strength in a gown with her running shoes upon her feet, and all you will be able to think of is the thousands of kilometers you'll run together. You will find the best running partner in her. You will talk about the household, career, and finances during your long runs. You will fight during your hill training and make up during easy runs. She will never force your children to run, but they will learn to love it when they see her passion for running. She will make living a healthy, active life easy, natural, and best of all, fun. Expect a lot of laughter, sweat, and sports beans. Running will not be a sport, but it will be a way of life for you and your children. You will never run alone. Love a girl who runs, and she will love you back the same way she loves running. You will ask her why she loves running, and she'll answer, "Because I can." You will ask her why she loves you, and she'll reply, "Because I do." That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Again, you can read Jamie Pizarro's blog at thebullrunner.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, I hope you'll leave a comment on iTunes. And please visit mojoforrunning.com, where you'll find loads of information that should be helpful to all runners of all levels. My book, After Your First 5K, is available on my site for $9.99. You can find me twittering at mojoforrunning. Now today's quote. Everyone is an athlete. The only difference is that some of us are training. Some are not. George Sheehan.